God bless you, saints of God. I'm Brother Marcus from God Ordained Ministries. Thankful and appreciative to be able to celebrate the omnipotent and irrefutable name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But we're going to get into this word. Hallelujah. Y'all turn with me to John 6 and 41. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is something that is essential to a believer. And there are stages to a believer. He goes from believing to a convert, a disciple. And those are staples in the lives of God's people. Because everything we encounter is contrary-wise to God. And I say everything, meaning this world, its operation, how it moves. God moves in covenant. He moves in truth. He moves by his spirit. And without the spirit, it is impossible to be sealed and connected, intertwined with God. It is impossible. Hallelujah. And so Jesus oftentimes taught in synagogues. And let's not get lost on the fact that he did enter temples and teach. He taught, but he also walked with his disciples who walked with him. He chose them to walk with him, and he did the majority of his teaching and the majority of his preaching that we read is walking with God, walking with Jesus, walking in the spirit, walking in the flesh, being connected, intertwined. Hallelujah. And it is the enemy's, and we've talked about this, the enemy's design and his whole kingdom is based upon separating God from his people. Because just like a lamp, it has no use unless it's plugged in. And then there's, it can be decoration. But other than that, once you plug it in, you see its use. Hallelujah. And we can think we're plugged in. Hallelujah. There's a difference between acting plugged in and being plugged in, walking with God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because one thing God does is he increases in us. Hallelujah. Praise God. And this is just a simple message tonight that we're going to teach about dwelling. Dwelling. Hallelujah. Dwelling. If I had a message, title for this message, it would be dwelling. And it's so needful for this time because you do what you entertain dwells in you, what you entertain. And we talked about this many a time, but God had put it a certain way to me today to teach on. And we can look at something and oftentimes not have the understanding on it. But commentary always comes from an understanding. Understanding comes from a familiarity. And so they could preach and teach because A, they had the relationship, the connection. They had the call and the connection. Because you can't walk in the calling without the connection. It will never work. Praise God. We serve in different capacities, but the goal is still the same. Hallelujah. Just in different capacities, different calls, different appointments, things of that nature. Hallelujah. But the goal is always, you will never get there without dwelling with God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Solomon had dedicated, a few weeks ago, I had refreshed on Solomon's prayer when he dedicated the temple to God. And he began to minister about a dwelling place for God after he dedicated in his prayer about the dwelling place of God. And Jesus said, the kingdom of God will be inside of you. Hallelujah. the kingdom of God. Now, try to put that in perspective, that God will come and dwell with you. God himself, creator of all things, will come and dwell with you. Powerful statement. That's powerful words. Hallelujah. And it is important that we understand that when God dwells in us, hallelujah. And if we are, regardless of call, title that God gives you, that you operate in the spirit with, that when God is dwelling in you, now the light comes on, and that you are purposely made. You have a purpose in your life. Hallelujah. Because what you dwell with will influence you. It will influence you. Jesus knew that man could be so easily persuaded. He knew this. He understood the weight of the flesh. The flesh is very weighty, but it doesn't have more weight or is more powerful than the spirit of God. And so as we connect, it is not just power in us. It is not just purpose in us. We then become perfected. Because the things, little do you know, the things when God is in you, the things that are fighting you, now are fighting God. Hallelujah. Praise God. When we leave the power source, we begin to try to fight the flesh. And oftentimes, we lose. In fact, 100% of the time. When you try to fight the flesh with flesh, or carnality, you're going to lose. Amen. You're going to lose. And so a lot of people, what they do is they concede. They concede. But Jesus was not making any concessions to the enemy at all. He still doesn't make any. He does not concede. Time frames in victory, they differ. But victory is guaranteed. Hallelujah. Praise God. People think Jesus, oftentimes, he was this. He didn't fight. No, he just fought rightly. That's the way he fought rightly. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible talks about the wheat and the tares. Went into the parable of the wheat and tares growing together. He said, but then there will be a time of separation. Hallelujah. There's some things that we have grown that are growing with us that God doesn't intend for us to keep. Hallelujah. And they will be separated because the wheat is purpose, the tares to be burned up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's a time of separation for everything. There will be a time that we will separate ourselves from this existence. Expiration dates. Hallelujah. And there is a time that things will be revealed. And it's not the time, so to speak. Once again, it's the connection. When you are striving and you are plugged in and God is dwelling, things will get exposed and they will be separated. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to teach from the John version of this. Title of this message is Dwellers. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. John 6, and we're going to start in 52. Title of this message is Dwelling. There is not anything greater to bask in than to bask in the presence of Jesus. And one thing flesh is going to do is going to strive against his dwelling. We know this. Going to strive. Their carnality is going to strive. You have an instantaneous enemy when you get saved. When you're unsaved, you're an enemy to God. Bible says the carnal mind is an enemy to God. It's the enmity of God. And so the title of this message is Dwelleth. And we're going to start in verse 52. We can really get into a lot of this, but the Jews had murmured, if you look earlier in the chapter, Jesus had made a statement. And if you notice, the political leaders and the leaders of that time, often they would strive against God's words. They would try their best to pick them apart. They would try their best to fight them. Hallelujah. And this was Jesus speaking. So don't you know your declaration of Christ will be strove against and will be fought. And when people start fighting principles of God and the word of God, you have your answer. You know what time it is, what is going on in that individual, that there's some things that are dwelling in them. And this is, I'm not preaching anybody down or anything, but these things will fight against the word of God because there's some other things dwelling in them. People say, I got Jesus in my heart. Yes, you do. But he's got company for sure. Hallelujah. Praise God, he's got company. And this is where when you dwell about revelation, knowledge, understanding, clarity, these things begin to overtake you, consume you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And without the word, you don't have a defense. There is not, there's not a defense if you do not have the sword of the word of God. We know this. We talk about this all the time. But why is the sword so important? It's not just to defend the enemy from you, but to get the enemy out of you. Hallelujah. Praise God. His disciples walked with him and, that has some issues, just like we do. So watch this, saith God, dwelleth. So the Jews they were murmuring because Jesus said he was the bread of life. And then they started to give Jesus his resume. If you see in verse 42, he said, Joseph, whom his father we know, Mary, we know. He said, how can he come down from heaven? And Jesus began to point them back to the Father, which they didn't know. So it was outside of their understanding. And people will always pull you down to the level that they understand if something is higher. So instead of embracing and knowing Jesus, only God could do the things that Jesus was doing, their response to truth was to kill it. Hallelujah. And this is still commonplace, even to this day. I understand when things are shaky, because I've heard some things lately, you just like, you know, that doesn't line up. But once again, everything is based upon the foundation of us is the blood covenant and the word of God, Jesus Christ. And this separates what's wheat and what's the tare. And those that fight the word, you know what's dwelling in them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so they begin to fight, and Jesus begins to reaffirm how he was the bread from heaven that gave not just sustenance for a time, because their thing was Moses, God gave the manna to Moses, but that was sustenance for a time. Hallelujah. This was the bread that would feed you from to everlasting, to everlasting. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it's hard oftentimes to see God in different seasons because of the fights we have within, the doubts, the unbeliefs, and then the fights on the outside. Enemy trying to muddy the water, put stop signs in front of the road. And I know it's hard. And this is oftentimes we try to figure out ways for ourselves. So we disconnect from the counsel of God. Oh, we go on some places today, say to God. So we find ourselves confessing God, but having counsel away from God that is not godly. So we wonder how we get here. And it's because we disconnect. It's because what is dwelling, what we're allowing to dwell in us. Praise God. Jesus talked about being the living bread, and I'm pretty sure y'all have read it, but I tell you, it's always life, and it's always life more abundantly. And so we're going to start in verse 42. Jesus had talked about the living bread in which came down from heaven. If any man eats, in 51, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. You'll give it for life. Hallelujah. Praise God. I do believe. I hear a lot of people say, well, Brother Marcus, I don't, you don't understand. I'm going through X, Y, Z. Jesus is still the antidote. It is still the bread to the lifeless. It is still life. Depression is not life. And I pray for you if you, I'm just using depression as an example. But he's still the antidote to sickness. He is still the antidote if there's not life in you. I was talking to a man and woman of God the other day, and I said, the Holy Spirit said, God forgive me, at Elijah's most deepest time or down time, when he actually asked God to take his life, first thing God did was feed him. He fed him by ravens, in fact, a bird that was established as unclean. God has creative ways of feeding his people. He'll come from the left field to feed you, the right field to feed you, to heal you. And so we, in order for us to experience God in his fullness, we have to be open to God moving how he determines to move. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so he said he will give for the life of the world, and brings us to 52. Praise God. John 6 and 52. This is good. Thank you, God. The Jews therefore strove amongst themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Hallelujah. Now you must understand that it was a curse to eat flesh in the Old Testament. To eat even certain kinds of flesh from animals, it was against the law. But all these things, everything from God, you must understand is spiritual. Oftentimes God cursed bottom feeders, catfish and these things, or didn't curse them, but said these weren't good to eat. And they aren't necessarily, they're not a salvational issue, but they're not good for the body. Some of the things we eat, I'll agree, but it is, a lot of it is so good. But it's not a salvational issue. God was talking from a spiritual understanding. Is that unless you eat from him, his flesh, because he was the sacrifice. But they didn't see it that way because they couldn't understand spiritual things because they were carnally minded. And you must understand that when you are carnally minded, you're going to automatically strive against spiritual depth and spiritual understanding. I got a Kumash and a Torah, and I read from them all with the lenses of the Holy Spirit. Not to say I know everything, but I let the Holy Spirit minister to me. And when you're open for God, when you're open for God's business, that means you are open to his move. A lot of times, it's not the enemy shutting down doors, it's our understanding. Now, here's God ministering in front of the Jews, and they're striving against God. They knew all the prophets and the prophecies and all these things, and they were striving against God. Watch this. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat of the flesh of the Son of Man, and drink his blood, you have no life in you." There is no life. Hallelujah. The Son of Man. There's no life. Hallelujah. We oftentimes, thank you, God, because of things that have, once again, these laws, the laws were thousands of years at this point, from a good thousand anyway, from this point to this point. And so these are years of things passed down, and years of understanding, or darkened understanding, not even darkened, but unenlightened understanding passed down. And here's God bringing life to a dead place, which was the world, and he strove against. And Jesus tells them, "Verily, verily, except you eat of this, you consume of this, and you drink of this, you have no life." So I can't see. Now, if Jesus was the Word made flesh, I can't see how we can have life without consumption of who he is. Consumption of him. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't see how we can have life. Hallelujah. It's not about working for salvation or working for these things. It's about receiving and knowing that he is God and wanting to receive him. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he said, "In drink of his blood, you have no life in you." There is no life. "Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood have eternal life, and will raise him up at the last day." he will be raised up. Hallelujah. Now, the last day, we know, futuristic-wise, that's the day of judgment, the day we will be raptured or raised up to. Hallelujah. But I believe the last day that I had to live on Marcus's own life as he saw fit was the day that I said yes to him. And he began the regeneration process of raising us up. Because unless he be, you be born again, you cannot be in the kingdom of God. We know we lived before, in this existence, before we were born again. Hallelujah. We know this was such. But we didn't have hope. We didn't have life until we accepted the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus Christ. I got tired of carrying the tomb. And so through Jesus Christ, we start carrying the cross. We're still carrying dead things. Hallelujah. We're still carrying our tombs. And so it's getting tough. Hallelujah. But when you start eating of that blood, or eating of that flesh and being consumed, you must know, thank you, God, you don't have to carry those things anymore. That we're getting tired because we're trying to carry things. And things are still dwelling in us that we need to give God access to by giving them over to him. A lot of us carry our bitterness as a badge of honor, our grudges as some kind of judge to be exacted on individuals, and it's weighing us down. Some of us are carrying guilt, still carrying the tomb things. Because if you look at baptism, you go down in the water of your grave and you come up a new man. That's the symbolism of it. Same thing in the spirit. That we're washed by the water of the word of God. And if you're eating of this flesh, yes, you have everlasting life. But you got a right now deliverer also. We know some things don't come overnight, but you got access to. He said, I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink. Indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I am him. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, when we harbor things, we limit God's move in our lives. Because we're allowing the wrong things to still dwelleth in us. We're harboring the wrong things. Are we truly eating the meat that's indeed meat? in the blood that is truly drink indeed. So watch this, thank you, God. As the living Father, not the God of the dead, but a living Father, that's a right now God, have sent me and I live by the Father. So he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. Then we have to ask ourselves, are we nibbling or are we living by the Father? This is one of the passages that God had, and I'm, of course, we're not going to do a deep dive tonight, but this was a deep dive so many years ago that God had really impressed in my spirit and really revealed some things to me. About what am I living by? And he began to take me down some places in the spirit to really reveal to me how if you truly a partaker of the depths of the creator of heaven and you are consumed by it, everything in your life will be consumed and lived by him. And it gave me the understanding of what the good fight of faith was about. That it was about God dwelling in us, allowing him to truly fight for us and fight for me. There were a lot of things I experienced in life. A lot of things that, and I lived by fuel of wounds, and I lived by, and how I knew I lived by them is because they were truly leading me. You live by what leads you. Until I begin to understand that truly, he is the God of the living, and that these weren't just stories, or these just weren't fascinating tales, but this is truly the one that's dwelling inside of us. Because you have no fight against flesh, does not, can't win over flesh. But it takes dwelling and living by the Father to truly overcome. Now I challenge you today, saints of God. Is Jesus to you still in the tomb? Or is it Jesus, are you serving the Jesus that is risen? He was Jesus that went to he went to the tomb, but he overcame it. Why? Because he was living by the Father. There is nothing that if God is dwelling in you, I don't care if what is going on, thanks to God, that even though Jesus went to the tomb, he did not. And that he that dwelleth in you is living. He's life. He's love. He's power. He's omnipotent. He's the Lion of Judah. He's the Lamb. He is whatever you need, follow you, to overcome. And he is always ministering life. There is going to be some resistance. There's going to be striving. But that, hallelujah. But let us be consumed. Because his blood is truly drink indeed, and his flesh is surely meat indeed. Treat yourself, saints of God. Don't cheat yourself. That the battle truly is God's. And that when you give yourself, we love to give our situations. But when we give ourselves, as Jesus said, you live as he lives by God, we live by who he sent. We're living by the divine power and authority of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Why? Because he dwells in you. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. It's time out, saints of God. He is the God of life. He is life, the living Father, living God. So much he has imparted and entrusted us with and given us. When you want to complain, consume yourself with it. When the flesh wants to get angry, consume yourself with his flesh and blood. Feel yourself. Eat. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, this is that bread which came down from heaven, and not as your fathers did eat and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. And these things said he in the synagogue, as he taught in Capernaum. The message didn't change. Wherever he was God. And he was still a deliverer. And he's still a healer. Because God can't die. And he never will. Hallelujah. You want to know how to help your unbelief? Consume yourselves. Hallelujah. Consume yourself. You want to know how to help, because unbelief and a lack of faith are two different things. And we'll go into those some other time. But you want to know the most critical things to us is our lack of faith. This is why he talked so long, or not so long. He taught a lot about the size of faith, about faith. Because these are critical things to our life and our lives. Hallelujah. Because things you don't believe in, eventually you'll leave. When you don't believe in something, you eventually will leave it. But I'm here to tell you today, thanks to God, there's an antidote to your unbelief. There's an antidote to your lack of faith. And this is that man that gave himself. They didn't take his life, he gave it, that we might have life and life more abundantly. Hallelujah. We're going to stop right there. We're going to stop right there. I pray this word was a blessing to you. I'm Brother Marcus from God of Day Ministries, thankful and still appreciative for each and every last one of you. We will go before the Father, the living God, not the God that forgets, the God that is silent, the God that is sleeps, not that God. I'm talking about the living God, who's ever present, always faithful, always delivering, always healing, always setting free. The living God. This is the one we live by. Hallelujah. Praise God.